Kia ora whānau, my name's Zihari Ukij. I was born and raised in a little place called Whangarei, just north of Auckland. My brother, I was living a fake lifestyle. So I got involved in gangs at a young age. I used to look up to a lot of brothers that I so-called my brothers, my bro. I still love them actually, regardless of my new journey I'm on. Black Power Whangarei. I was involved from about the age of 15 up to about 25, where I had received my patch. 5 years, my brother, in the gang, doing all those bad things, thinking it was cool at the time, you know, getting involved in petty crimes. Like, thought it was cool, my bro, thought I was cool. A whole lot of egotistic type of lifestyle that I got judged by, and I still guess I still do, my bro, within the system sides of things. I got involved with the Black Power. I started doing crime. So I got involved in meth. That was another key point of my life that I started showing love in all the wrong ways, I guess, brother. I used to put my love into the people and places I thought that mattered, but I was far from the truth, my brother. You know, I used to do meth with whole lots of people, doing all these things that I thought was cool. Meth was a big thing, so how I can relate to many brothers like myself is through addiction, brother. Addiction is something and a key point of what I'm here today to learn more about, but to gain more skills on how to manage it. My most recent relationship broke down with my son and my ex-partner because of meth use. I can't always blame the drug, and I don't know more. It was some choices I made, decisions I made to do. I didn't know how to handle certain situations, brother. So as they say, it's either fight or flight. I chose to fight, but then sometimes I'll choose flight. But it seemed like none of them were the appropriate answer for any situations I found myself in. I wanted to find a sense of purpose, brother. I never figured that I'll find it in Jesus Christ, our Lord. For me, my brother, he's been that missing void that I haven't had in my life. Spiritually, he's shown me all the love that I've ever wanted and needed in my life. He's helped me to continue the changes and helped me maintain them through his word and the truths in his word, my bro. My relationships are broken. Myself was broken. I used to live a life of regret, a life of struggles, but they were all inflicted by myself. I believe it's all part of God's plan, my brother, and the finding the connections are where I believe I've lost. But safe man, safe family, my brother Phil Paikia and brother Vic Tamati, grateful for them in my life, brother. They've been another big significant part of my journey here on my hikoi to become a very safe man. I once was an unsafe man, brother, because I was living a destructive, violent, physically, mentally, emotional, verbal lifestyle in most of my relationships growing up until this age. I wasn't taught all these type of things at a young age. I experienced abandonment, neglection. I was given away at birth. Not loved in the way I guess as a child should have been loved, but in God's grace I've forgiven all those that have let me down. But I've picked myself up and it's time to continue on this journey. I'm a father of seven, 5 here on this earth and 2 are passed away. Journey's my first daughter, Journey Marie Ukij. Second's my son Rihari Jr. 3rd is my son Royal, who passed away sadly. But happily, because this earth is a wicked place, but praise the Lord. 4th is Jazalia. 5th is Azalia. 6th would be my one that passed away with one of my ex-partners. Both of them passed away. And my 7th is with my most recent ex-partner. Tyson is his name. So yeah, they're a big reason why I'm here, my brother. I believe if you're really determined and committed to wanting change in your life from a lifestyle of traumatic experiences that you may have experienced in your life, it's time to pick up what you feel can help you. For myself, it was the Bible. And to read some amazing things in there to help me prosper that's what's brought me here today, my brother. I come here with an amazing man, Chris Nahi. He's been part of my magnificent journey here and changing my life. Victory House, my brother, on behalf of Victory House, I'm here, my bro Chris Nahi. Big shout outs to him, my brother, for bringing us great men down here. Accountability is one of the biggest systems in our growth and change within this Victory House that I that the journey I've been on, my brother. It brings it's helped me change all the things I never thought I could in life, my brother. But having God in my life now has really made me experience these changes, where it was so easy to be a bad person. We're trying to be a better person from all the traumatic stresses we've lived in our life, to try and change a whole lifestyle of the bad things and bad choices we've made, to try and be a better person. It's not easy, but God never said it was going to be easy. So I'm committed to those changes, my brother. I can now officialize that I'm a safe man, my brother, so I'm going to have a safe family, and that's what it's about. I'll say 30, my brother, after this recent mishap with my ex-partner and losing my son and the relationship there. I was messed up on meth, my brother, ended up in jail for about countless times, my brother. I've been there, done that. Found myself in jail, praying to him again, my bro. Regardless of whether I had thought that he would answer my prayers or not, he definitely come through for me, my brother. And how I know that is because he took me from that dark place into a better place here today. Just know that God loves yous, and yous are all beautiful. My reason and my purpose for being here is to help others through the struggle that I've encountered in my lives, but to help people direct them and guide them on a better path. And there is a truth out there, the real truth. And for me, I had to find it in a place I never thought in my life I'll ever find it, but I found it, and for me it's working. One thing don't work for others, but I believe this one sword that you can pick up to help you survive through these struggles in your life is the answer to all the questions you ever ask yourself through, no matter what struggle you've been through, no matter what you go through. No one cares on how much you know until you show how much you care. For me, I just want everyone out there to stay blessed. And there's a purpose for each and every one of us. You may not find it today, tomorrow, but on your journey, you'll figure out what it is. It's a light bulb moment. My bro Chris always likes to remind me of that one day it'll click, whether you want the change or not.
Kia ora whānau. My name's Christopher Nahi. I hail from Whangarei. I grew up in Auckland. My papakāinga is out Mangakahi away, a place called Parakou. So this weekend I've come down here to tautoko this hui around safe men, safe family. I have several residents in a program that I run called Victory House that are attending their course. So I just felt that it would be an awesome experience for our guys to come away and just listen to other stories and testimonies and hopefully pick up some tools to help them on their journey. So our program is focused on their behaviours as well. Because it's one thing to get clean from drugs and alcohol. You can do that by just sitting in a jail cell. But if you're not dealing with the behaviours that keep on sending you back into addictions, nothing's really changing. And that's why these courses and huis and that are so important, so that the guys can identify the areas that they need to work on the most. So I come from that side of the fence. Come from a dysfunctional upbringing. There was a lot of love in our family, but I come from a fatherless home. And I found my place to go was to be in the drugs and alcohol. So I've been there, I've done that, I've been through this program, and I know that this is one way of breaking free and finding your way into the light from that dark place.
How long did it take you to see that light?
Oh, it took me a long time. My addiction was most of my life. Drugs, alcohol, that sort of thing, violence. So it took me up until I was 42. So I had full-blown pee addiction for 15 years. Before that, there was other drugs and that I was taking for, it was like 20, 25 years of addictions. That's a blessing as well, because I've been in and out of jail so many times in Australia. I should be classed as a 501, but I was classed as a 109. Failed to fill out that card properly. I was deported back to New Zealand with the opportunity to reapply after 3 years. It's now been 5 years that I've been home. I'm happy in the space that I'm at. You know, I'm happy where I'm at. One day I might try and go back for holiday, but for at the moment, I feel that my calling is here in New Zealand. I started my Victory House journey in 2017. I had an encounter with the Lord in my jail cell, and when I left, got released, I went to a friend's place, and I was there, and they were drinking and smoking pee and meth and doing what they were doing, and I had been released. Jesus had broken those chains of addiction over my life. Now I'm talking full-blown addiction every day, had to have it. I just had copious amounts of it. And then I was released from that. And then I had a dream, and in this dream, I had my old Bible from jail, and the voice was saying, just his loud voice was saying, these are the things to stay away from, drugs and alcohol and sexual immoralities. I went downstairs, and it dawned on me that I needed to put myself into my brother's rehab that he had opened through his church, Vibe Church on the Gold Coast. The reason why I wanted to put myself in there as well was because I wanted to surround myself with brothers that are on the same journey, and because I needed to deal with those behaviours that kept me going back to addiction.
Well, no, that wasn't even in my vocabulary, actually. The love languages, you know, I love you and all that sort of stuff, that was not in my vocabulary. And, I spent quite a bit of time travelling around Auckland, Thames Coromandel, ended up in Christchurch, got introduced to heroin, OD'd in 1977, and then came back to the north in Whangarei in 1978. I was part of a group of Tani that started up the Black Power. And I guess it was in that space that my life started to really unravel. So, it's been a real learning experience for me. I love the man that I am now. I love the way I'm able to engage with my wife and my children. And it's been good for me because my change has saved my marriage. I've been with my wife 44 years this year. She loves me. I love her. I have six daughters, one son, and my children love me, and my 13 grandchildren love me. Well, I guess my passion is was really born of anguish. Really, the passion was trying to sort out my own life. Trying to put things right that I did wrong within my relationship. And then once I got that sorted, became a youth worker. So I started doing youth work and got together with other men that shared the same passion. And started up youth kaupapa around Taitukedo, and started up what they call the Taitukedo Youth Workers Network, it was called then. And after the youth work kaupapa, of course we got a bit older and couldn't abseil down waterfalls anymore or fit into kayaks, and we became social activists, which is what I do today. I was also a caregiver for the then Child, Youth and Family, and we found like 243 children in the 20-year period, my wife and I. And the passion around that, really ignited my passion to not only work with young people, but also with men, in particular fathers. Because most of the young people that came into our care were fatherless. What I mean by that is sometimes there were fathers that were there physically, but emotionally absent. And so it was at those times where mum struggled to bring up the children, and then some kids ended up being put into care. And this is where my wife and I picked up the experience of working with young people. What we want them to see, really, or any officials that are in Parliament, we wanted them to be in this space just to see what we do. And so some of the men that are here are on bracelets. Now, if these men were in prison, it'll cost them $130,000 a year to keep those men in prison. We're trying to keep them out. So we've got about six or seven men in the space. So at $130,000 a pop, so you do the mess, seven men at $130,000. What you should do is give that money to Save Men, Save Family, and we'll make good use of it join to keep our men out of prison.
Kia ora whanau. My name is John Ropia. I'm from up the north end of Aotearoa. I met up with Safe Man Safe Whanau 3 years ago over in Rafiti. I went to a wānanga out there. And, you know, for myself, coming from a background of domestic violence and criminogenic behaviour and street violence and institutionalism, I think, and also being deported from Australia, you know, once I met Safe Man Safe Whanau, they helped me reconnect, and not only with my family, but also reconnect with, you know, living in the community. It's been a wild journey, but no better rubbing shoulders with the whānau that are doing it themselves, trying to turn their lives around. Safe Man Safe Whānau, I've learnt, means if the man is safe, the whānau is safe, taking accountability and understanding, you know, where you've gone wrong in life, and understand, you know, the responsibilities and duties that one needs to uphold, especially being a parent, you know, and understanding that, you know, it's not okay to use these. It's not okay to go about things in life by, you know, by using violence. And if you're safe, your family is safe. Your family is not going to be afraid of you. Your family is not going to be afraid of, you know, coming to you and coming to you with, you know, the serious things in life. You know, this is something big for me because violence has been rife in my life, and I've got 10 children, and I want, you know, them to be able to say, you know, once I leave this world, that, you know, they had a father that was loving, they had a father that took accountability, you know, for the things that he done, and also, I'd love to hope that my sons don't ever use violence against their partners. Don't ever use violence against their children, and don't ever use violence against, you know, publicans in the community. I'd been in Australia for, I left here when I was 6 months old, back in 1981, and so I'm 42 now, and I spent 36 years over in Australia, and the things that, you know, I bear witness to over there, because I grew up in a broken home. You know, my escape was to turn to the streets, and when I turned to the streets, I only witnessed the same thing, violence on the streets. I hung around, you know, a lot of brothers that came from broken homes, and, you know, where these brothers were experiencing violence in their households. And then once I started going to jail, I was only experiencing the same thing in there, of violence. It just seemed to follow me wherever I went in life. So, yeah, 36 years I spent over there, and I know it's overwhelming to say this. You know that what there's 364 days of the year. It seemed like, you know, I was engaged in, you know, 363 days of the year, you know, and on a leap year, you know, it seemed like I had an extra day to be violent. Like, it was just horrendous, you know, but now that I'm older and, I'm taking accountability, I reflect on my life and I understand, okay, now I know where I've gone wrong. How can I make that change? I want to break the cycle. I don't want my great-great-great mokos being affected by violence. My grandmother, when I came back home, my grandmother committed suicide My dad's mother committed suicide from, her being beaten up every day by my grandfather. I guess, love yourself. Love yourself. You have potential to change. It took me X amount of a couple of decades to understand that I've got potential, and I'm a son, and I've been a fucking hoha of a son in the past, but now I'm a better son today, and also I'm a father, so I'm a parent, and children, your children, our children, they need that moral support, that edification. That is going to carry them throughout life, so love your children, you've got the potential to be a better parent, and also, most importantly, love yourself, whānau.
My name is Lance Jones, and I'm from Whangarei. So I work for Safe Man, Safe Family. I am a facilitator there, and I work with our tāne, and around domestic violence or whatever issues they have. My passion for this work is that I know what it's like to being abused by your father and becoming a perpetrator of family violence. And so when I made my changes, I knew that there were men out there like me. So my change started in about 2013 when we went to a call to men's hui, and guys were telling my story. Well, guys were talking about what they've been through in their childhood, like their fathers physically beating them up, and some of the men were talking about being raped at young ages and all the family violence. And then when they grew older and met their partners, they brought all that violence into that relationship. Yeah, so they perpetrated violence, sexual, mentally, and physically on the partners that they met. So when I talked about my trauma, my childhood trauma, the first time I spoke was at a hui in Rotorua in about 2013. And so I was sort of the 50th guy or something like that down the line, and when I heard everybody else's story, it made me comfortable to talk about mine. And when I first talked about my story, I was angry. I felt all the emotions while I was saying it. Angry, hurt, guilt, shame, and all those sort of feelings that we don't talk about. And so the second men's hui was in Huntly, and we went there. And I told my story again, and then I felt lighter. I've been to over three quarter men's huis, and telling that story got lighter and lighter, that no longer affected me. And it made the transition into healing, to being in control, to being myself, easier. And I could use the tools. Okay, how it started for me was through a man called Phil Paikia. He saw the potential in me that I didn't see. I always thought that I was no good, I was useless. I was an actor, I acted different to how I really was. So I was being somebody that I wasn't, being the happy-go-lucky guy, and then behind closed doors was this depressed, broken man. When I see them, is the staunchness, the toughness. And then when you start speaking to the hearts, like telling your story, your true story, some of the men can connect with it. And then they start getting comfortable. Yeah, because it's a safe space for them to talk.
I'm here in the beautiful Tokomaru Bay. And what's brought me here is the call to men, kaupapa, wānanga, living without violence. I had much violence in my childhood growing up, and just to come and tautoko these men to make changes in their lives, which will afi the whānau, the hapu, and the iwi. I think I've been working in this space now for 8 years. I'm 8 years clean and sober of all drugs, mainly methamphetamine. My whole inspiration of getting clean and sober was to afi my mokopuna who were in Oranga Tamariki. I now have 4 mokopuna living with me in my care, and it's a true miracle, honestly. I belong to the Whakaoranga Whānau Recovery Hub in Kaikohe. We've also got He Wake He Noa group and He Wake He Noa Te Tai Tokero group. My passion comes from the lived experience of living amongst, you know, my family environment, the generational curses that was brought upon by my grandparents, my father, myself, and now my daughters. They actually suffer the trauma of a toxic, a dysfunctional family growing up. So my mokopuna suffered and also went into Oranga Tamariki. So my passion is to stop that and make a change, you know. Violence is not okay. I didn't have, when I grew up in many different places, my father was never there. He was in and out of prison all the time. I grew up with a single mother, raising four children. Most of the time, I think I grew up with my grandparents. And, we had a dysfunctional family growing up, a lot of alcohol, a lot of parties. My mother's been gone now for 37 years. I myself ended up in a very toxic, violent relationship. I've been to every woman's refuge from Auckland to Kaikohe, to Kaitaia, actually, the whole of Northland, living in that violent relationship. And that's been passed on to my children, and because of that, their children have ended up in unstable households with Oranga Tamariki. So I'm just blessed to be clean and sober, to make a change for them, for my future generations. It's not okay.
Kia ora, I'm Corey G. Wuruku. I'm raised down in Christchurch, Taranui. So I just came to dive into my Māori tongue and that, and my journey, my journey to redemption, because he brought up by my grandfather in Aranui till I was about 10, and then he passed away. My old lady wasn't too good, you know, she was heavily addicted to heroin and stuff. So I ended up in foster home and shipped over to Australia, and then got sent back, and then lived out all my time in the system till I was 17. And just went through the gang cycle in there. I was born and raised around the Highway 61, and then it ended up, you know, I was always loved the colour blue, banged it with the Crips, and then ended up with the Black Power. You know, it was sort of made me the person I am today, but it was pretty heaps of not good things, but heaps of good things too. You know, they gave me the love that I didn't really have. But for me, I think I made traction when I was in Australia, and then I came back in, and then I just got lost there, because I just finished a 9-year sentence in prison, and I went pretty crazy. I had nothing to lose the first 4 years, and my daughter at the time, she was about 12, she's 17 this year, last year of school, and I couldn't read the letters, she was sort of laughing at me, because so I just you got my NCA level 1 and then done my NCA level 2 on the Māori language, because, and then that's when he just dove deep into my Māori tongue. So what happened is I moved up to Matatau with my partner, which we've just sort of had a big falling out, and that was to run a 12-week program for prisoners, and it didn't go so well in there, and went up to Auckland and had a bit of a mean car crash, and I can rip my car off, and just lucky to be alive. And she signed me up to this, and that's
how was that experience?
Oh man, this has been the weekend of the weekends. Met a lot of blessed people, and I just started getting involved with Man Up in that. Started going to church. Just gunning for a better life. I'm inspired to be a youth worker, and even though my mum was into her, heavily involved in drugs, she's turned her life around, and and I heaps of respect for her in that, still building a relationship with her, and I realise I've still got mean resentment against her, but I actually don't, but I've sort of just figured that out, and all the kōrero's here, probably I'm just roll with it, and even though these bad things happen to us, and we do what we do, just, you know, reach out whānau to any support wraparound services, and, you know, because we out here, you know, I just seen that there's about 160 of us here, and, all from all different walks of life, and it's out here, you know, because even though I went through all that darkness, you know, now look, you know, still got a big journey. This is just the start after today, my brother, and, but I got this, because I got this. Most of all, I just want to apologize for the people I hurt over the years, my daughter, Shannon, you know, and just all the family, and you know, still got lots of love for the bros, you know, for the movement and all the Fist Gang family, but also now, you know, even this weekend, you know, there's all different gangs here, and I mana to everyone here that are trying to do better for our tamarikis, also, you know, for us as Māori people, and you stay blessed out there, whānau.